Chapter 52. As I waited for Siegfried to give me my morning list, I pulled my scarf higher till it almost covered my eyes, turned up the collar of my overcoat, and buttoned it tightly under my chin. Then I drew on a pair of old woolen gloves. A biting north wind was driving the snow savagely past the window, almost parallel with the ground, obliterating the street and everything else with big, swirling flakes. Siegfried bent over the daybook. "Now, let's see what we've got. Barnett, Gill, Sunter, Dent, Cartwright," he began to scribble on a pad. "Oh, and I'd better see Scrutton's calf. You've been attending to it, I know, but I'm going right past the door. Can you tell me about it?" "Well, yes, it's been breathing a bit fast and running a temperature around 103. I don't think there's any pneumonia there. In fact, I rather suspect it may be developing diphtheria. It has a bit of swelling on the jaw and the throat glands are up." All the time I was speaking, Siegfried continued to write on the pad and only stopped once to whisper to Mrs. Harbottle. Then he looked up brightly. "Pneumonia, eh? How have you been treating it?" "No," I said, "I didn't think it was pneumonia. I've been injecting Prontosil, and I left some liniment to rub into the throat region." But Siegfried was writing hard again. He said nothing till he had made out two lists. He tore one from the pad and gave it to me. "Right, you've been applying liniment to the chest. Suppose it might do a bit of good. Which liniment exactly?" "Lin-methyl-sal, but they're rubbing it on the calf's throat, not the chest." But Siegfried had turned away to tell Mrs. Harbottle the order of his visits, and I found myself talking to the back of his head. Finally, he straightened up and came away from the desk. "Well, that's fine. You have your list. Let's get on." But halfway across the floor, he hesitated in his stride and turned back. "Why the devil are you rubbing that liniment on the calf's throat?" "Well, I thought it might relieve the inflammation a bit."
"But James, why should there be any inflammation there? Don't you think the liniment would do more good on the chest wall?"
Siegfried was wearing his patient look again. "No, I don't. Not in a case of calf diphtheria." Siegfried put his head on one side and a smile of saintly sweetness crept over his face. He laid his hand on my shoulder. "My dear old James, perhaps it would be a good idea if you started right at the beginning. Take all the time you want, there's no hurry. Speak slowly and calmly, and then you won't become confused. You told me you were treating a calf with pneumonia. Now, take it from there." I thrust my hands deep into my coat pockets and began to churn among the thermometers and scissors and little bottles which always dwelt there. "Look, I told you right at the start that I didn't think there was any pneumonia, but that I suspected early diphtheria. There was also a bit of fever. 103. Siegfried was looking past me at the window. "God, just look at that snow. We're going to have some fun getting round today." He dragged his eyes back to my face. "Don't you think that with a temperature of 103 you should be injecting some Prontosil?" He raised his arms sideways and let them fall. "Just a suggestion, James. I wouldn't interfere for the world, but I honestly think that the situation calls for a little Prontosil."
"But hell, Siegfried, I am using it," I shouted. "I told you that way back, but you weren't listening. I've been doing my damnedest to get this across to you, but what chance have I got?"
"Come, come, dear boy, come, come. There's no need to upset yourself."
Siegfried's face was transfigured by an internal radiance. Sweetness and charity, forgiveness, tolerance and affection flowed from him in an enveloping wave. I battled with an impulse to kick him swiftly on the shin.
"James. James."
The voice was caressing.
"I've not the slightest doubt you tried in your own way to tell me about this case, but we haven't all got the gift of communication. You are the most excellent fellow, but must apply yourself to this. It is simply a matter of marshalling your facts and presenting them in an orderly manner. Then you wouldn't get confused and mixed up as you've done this morning. It's only a question of practice, I'm sure." He gave an encouraging wave of his hand and was gone.